Okay, good morning all. We're up to Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis of Moed Katan. Yesterday we began Perek Gimel by talking about a few people who are allowed to seemingly shave and cut their hair. The assumption is that everyone else is prohibited from doing so, whoever is not in the categories listed. Mishnah Beis talks about people who are allowed to wash their clothing during Chol Moed. Again, the general assumption being that laundry or washing your clothes is going to be forbidden. It happens to be that this Mishnah concludes with a direct statement of that, whereas the previous Mishnah did not give a direct statement that shaving or cutting your hair is prohibited. So this Mishnah again starts off with those who are permitted and then concludes by saying everyone else is forbidden to do so. So fine, so let's take a look at Mishnah base. Ve'el mechapsin b'moed, these are the people who are allowed to launder their clothing on Chol Moed. Haba m'medina sayam, someone who comes from overseas, maybe sa shivya, someone who is released from captivity, v'ayoti maybe sa asurin, someone who leaves prison, v'ha menuda shehitiru l'chachamim, someone who was under some sort of a ban from the Chachamim and he was then released from it by the Chachamim. Similarly, someone who made a vow that they will not wash their clothes, and he then was released from this vow, that the Chachamim were matir this vow on Chol Moed, so therefore he's allowed to wash his clothes on Chol Moed. So that list sounds very familiar to the list of people who are allowed to shave and cut their hair. Seemingly it's exactly the same. Mitpechos hayadayim, umitpechos hasaparim, umitpechos hasifag. So there are three types of towels that we say are allowed to be washed on Chol Moed, and those are towels used to wipe your hands, towels used by like the barbers to put over a person when they're cutting their hair, and bath towels. All of these three towels are allowed to be washed on Chol Moed because they are constantly becoming like dirty, and therefore even if you wash them before Chol Moed and you use them again on Chol Moed, you still have to wash them again. Therefore it is allowed to be washed on a Chol Moed because you couldn't have done it before, because you already did it before, and now you need to do it again because you used it once or whatever, and it gets soiled so quickly. So therefore, you can wash it again on a Chol Moed. Hazavin v'hazavos v'anidos v'ayodos. Zavim and Zavos, so we know people who we've spoken about before, they have some sort of a unique discharge that comes out of them. Women who are Nida, women who are menstruating, and women who are Yolad, who are Yoldos, women who have given birth, they all these frequently will soil their clothing. That's a very normal thing. V'chola olin mitum l'tahara, and not only these four people, but anyone who goes up from a state of Tumah to a state of Tahara needs to wash their clothing. So all of these people, Hare Elu Mutarin, all these people are permitted to launder their clothing during Chol Moed, Shahar Kol Adam Asur, but everyone else is forbidden to wash your clothing on Chol Moed. Okay, Mishnah Gimel, Ve'ilo Kosin Mamoid. So now in general, we also say that you can't do Malach on Chol Moed, unless it's for the needs of the festival. In particular, we say you can't do a Ma'ase Uman, you can't do some sort of like a professional work, unless there is some other serious loss. Now, what this Mishnah I was going to deal with is documents that are officially written up, and since they're officially written up, they are considered Ma'ase Uman, but we say nonetheless they are seemingly allowed for various reasons. So let's take a look. We'll try to do it as succinctly and as clearly as possible. So Elokos and Mamoid, these are the following documents that can be written on Chol Moed. Kiddushei Nashim, if a man betroths a woman, and he would use a star to do it. Right, so again, nowadays we usually use kesef, but let's say a person was using a star to do it, so that can be done. It can be written up. Gittin, bills of divorce, can be written up. Fishovrin, some sort of a receipt for a repayment of a loan without which the person seemingly would not be able to get repaid, so that can be written up. Diatiki is like, they're like testaments given by people who are very ill. They're like testaments of gifts that were given by people who are very ill. So in other words, when a person is very ill, Chazal say that he can basically give over things over by making oral promises, saying this should go to this person and this should go to that person. And the assumption is that that once he passes away, it'll go over. So you're allowed to write up a testament, the diatiki, you can write up a testament of the gifts given by this seriously ill person, because if you don't have it, if you don't do it now, with the witnesses who saw it, then maybe you'll never get it done, and that would not be good. You'll never know who would have given all these things to. Matana, if a person gives a gift to someone, so you can write up a document that attests to this gift. Uprosbulin, documents that allow for the repayment of a loan after a Shemitah year, meaning it allows for loans not to get canceled out by the Shemitah year, so any prosbul can be written up. And Chol Moed Igros Shum, Igros Shum is like a letter of evaluating the borrower's property, who took a loan from someone, to basically say, this is how much your property is worth. It's like evaluating the collateral. So this letter evaluates the collateral of someone who borrowed from someone else, so that the lender can collect his loan from it if the guy does not pay him back. The egros mazon, and if someone promised to support someone else, so you're allowed to write a letter testifying that someone agreed to support another person. Shari chalitza me'unim. So once we've spoken about it in the past, once a woman who was married to a man, they have no children, her husband passes away, and he has a brother, so you could do Yibam or Chalitza. You could either marry the guy, or you could not marry the guy, but you got to do one or the other. And to not marry the guy, you have to do a process called Chalitza. So after the Chalitza was done, they write up like a star, a certificate of Chalitza, to say that it was done. This will permit this woman to marry anyone else. And a certificate of Mian. So when a young girl loses a father, her mother or her brother are allowed to marry her off. However, since this is only a rabbinic idea, she is allowed to do something called mian. She's allowed to say, I don't want this. So she can do it in front of a beis din. And so if she did mian, so they write up a certificate of mian. So you're allowed to write up the certificate of mian on Chol Hamoed. Ushtari ve'ruvin. There are documents that record which judges have been chosen to judge a certain case. So those can be written up. Uxeros beis din, and you can write up a document that records various court edicts, meaning like rulings that were handed down by the court. You can record these. Uvi igros shel rishus, and finally the last category is you're allowed to write igros rishus, letters of rishus, meaning like social letters between friends. You can write these things, and this last category seemingly. At least this last category is talking about when a person writes between one friend and another. So there's nothing wrong with writing between one friend and another, because you're not writing some fancy letter. You're writing just, you know, regular handwriting. And that's not considered Maisa Uman. Now, why are you allowed to write in general? Because it is Chol Hamoed and Melacha is prohibited. Well, because this is considered some sort of like an Oneg Yontif, because you're enjoying yourself in Chol Hamoed, because you're writing letters to your friends. Therefore, since it's not a Maisa Uman, and since you're enjoying it, you are allowed to write letters to your friends to have like these letters of Rishus on Chol Hamoed. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Daled. For now, we will stop right here.